Senator, will please come to order. Clerk, please call the roll.
Atkinson, Bates, Bonamici, Boquist, Burdick, Carter, Devlin, Dingfelder, Ferrioli, George, Girard.
I'll pull that out.
Hass.
All right.
Johnson.
Pull that out.
Cruz. Metzger. Montez Anderson. Monroe. Morissette. Morse. Nelson. Przonski. Rosenbaum. Schrader. Starr. Telfer. Berger. Walker. Whitsett. Winters. President Courtney.
He's here.
And a quorum is present. We're going to post the colors. And Senator Jackie Winters will lead us in the pledge.
Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands,
one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Today's invocation is by our own Senator Joanne Verger.
You may be seated. As you know, this week we are celebrating Native American Week. I'm reminded this week of the touching story of a Dartmouth-educated Sioux doctor named Sitting Bull, the proud Lakota chief who refused to submit to the U.S. government policies that were to strip his people of their identity, their dignity, and their sacred land. I've never looked at history quite the same after I read Bury My Heart at Wounded Knee. But there's more. There's the story of Sacagawea, who served as a diplomat for Lewis and Clark. Crazy Horse on the banks of Little Bighorn, Geronimo, and the small Indian village that was at the base of the Charleston, Oregon Highway near Empire, where the fur traders came by boat and the first city hall was built before there was a city hall in Coos Bay. There were many tribes on the Oregon coast, and their members served as teachers to these newcomers who came to the New World, and they served as scouts for the white men who arrived. But today, when I visit with the members of the tribes in my district, they recall this part of history with much sadness. And so today, let us join our hearts together as we pray. O Great Spirit of the sky and land, bless our Native American friends as we thank them for the beautiful culture that they continue to preserve for our world. We recognize the hard path that they followed in our history, and we recognize them today. O Great Spirit of the sky and the land.
Thank you, Senator Verger. Very nice. And thank you, Senator Winters, for your leading us in the Pledge of Allegiance. Jonathan Holland, Elizabeth Linderman, Taylor Stollard are the honorary pages for Senator Jeff Cruz, Grant Taylor, Caleb Simpson, and Nick McDonald, the honorary pages for Senator Larry George. Nathan Franks is the honorary page for Senator Rick Metzger. Thank you, honorary pages. Thank you very much for coming to help us in our Senate duties and activities. Hope that each one of you has a good day here. We're honored by your being here. We'd like to extend the official courtesies to the Oregon State Senate to each and every one of you. Courtesies. Recognize Senator Martha Schrader.
Thank you, President Courtney. I'd like to welcome today Christine Chen Ryan, who is in the gallery. She is a dear friend and is the chair of the Oregon Small Business for Responsible Leadership Coalition.
Thank you. Christine, hope you're having a good day. Thanks for coming here, and I'd like to extend a courtesy to the Senate to you. Stay with us for our session this morning and come back to see us again. Thank you. Remonstrances. Recognize Senator Ted Ferrioli.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, on Tuesday, by an almost 2-to-1 margin, Californians rejected a proposal to balance their state's budget with new tax increases. In fact, even the city of San Francisco soundly denounced the call for extracting more revenue from the California economy. This despite the fact that the proponents of the tax increases outspent the opposition 10-to-1. Now, California faces a budget shortfall of almost $42 billion brought on by overspending. Voters have sent a clear message that when it comes to a choice between raising taxes or reducing the cost of government, they chose a reduction in spending. In Oregon, we've introduced a back-to-basics budget that pays for the most important services, like funding a full school year, without increasing taxes. Oregon families and businesses are struggling. Their budgets are shrinking. Many don't even have jobs. Raising taxes on families and small businesses in this environment is like hanging a sign on our state that says, growing businesses need not apply. Let's learn a lesson from our neighbors and avoid the temptation of increasing taxes. We don't need more revenue. We need clear priorities, a willingness to use the resources we already have, and a desire to protect and grow businesses in our state. Mr. President, the proposal for increasing taxes is likely to spur an initiative process that allows voters to reject these tax increases. This is like watching the legislature go all in on the turn of a single card. And when those voters reject those tax increases, then we'll have a hole that truly cannot be filled. Mr. President, we don't need new taxes. We need clear priorities, and we need to use the resources that we have. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you. Recognize Senator Jason Atkinson.
Mr. President, I don't remonstrate too often, but today I would tell you that I had an experience I think that I'd like to share with all of you that happened on two middle school tracks in Oregon. 2 days ago, Oregon lost one of its top athletes, an athlete who died in Bend during a track workout. This particular athlete rode for 3 years with the top cycling team in the world, Motorola. In 1993, he helped one Lance Armstrong win the world championships. He was the 1997 and 2000 world mountain bike champion, and he went on to race in triathlons and won some of the biggest Ironman triathlons in the world. He also lived right behind me in my hometown of Jacksonville before he moved to Bend to start his new career. He died at 39 years old, leaving five children. It was horrible yesterday as I thought about Steve Larson, who I last raced against in 2007 and who beat me in the world of time trialing by a mile. He was a fantastic athlete. And so yesterday I couldn't ride my own bike. I just was sickened by the tragedy of leaving five children behind. So I did something else. I rode to Leslie Middle School here in Salem, and I watched a Challenger baseball game. A Challenger baseball game is baseball played by kids with Down syndrome and with different issues. And I watched a friend of mine who has cerebral palsy go out on a walker, hit the ball, and run all four bases. It was fantastic and shows the true athleticism that can happen at a middle school track. Thank you, Mr. President.
Mr. President, I'm going to speak for the last pass. Senate Bill 225, 533, 539, 398, 622, 631, 83, 135, 140, 330, 571, 595, 775, 802, 937, 117. House Bills 5052, 2667, 3254. Adopted H.J.R. 7 and 54. Passed the following Senate bills amended by the House. Senate Bill 599, 219. Concurrent Senate amendments and repassed House Bills 2085 and 86. Speaker has signed House Bills 5043, 44, 45, 46, 47, 2052, 2087, 2090, 2097, 2106, 2127, 2135, 2161, 2206, 35, 40, 44, 68, 30, 2307, 2315, 2418, 2458, 2489, 2490, 2528, 2595, 2610, 2611, 2625, 2634, 2654, 2658, 2714, 2731, 2804, HCR 1, 8, 16, and 6, and Senate Bills 50, 53, 60, 85, 89, 109, 110, 113, 114, 197, 210, 212, 559, SCR 9, 11, SJM 2, 12, and 8, SJR 39.
Reports from conference committees, reports from standing committees, reports from SR 8.551 committee report summary number 102 was distributed to members today. This information recorded the Journal of State's report is so ordered. Reports from special committees, proposition motions, actions on executive appointments, requiring Senate confirmation, introduction of the first reading of Senate measures, introduction of the second reading measures, introduction of the third reading of the Senate measures. Recognize Senator Farioli.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, Republicans request a 15-minute caucus off the floor.
Recognize Senator Lori Moniz Anderson.
Well, if the Republicans are going to do it. I guess we'll do it too. 15 minutes caucus.
All right, let's all do it until 10:45 a.m. We're in recess. That's fine. Senator, please come to order. And would the clerk please call the roll?
Atkinson, Bates, Bonamici, Boquist, Burdick, Carter, Devlin, Dingfelder, Ferrioli, George, Girard, Haas, Johnson, Cruz, Metzger, Montez Anderson, Monroe, Morissette, Morse, Nelson, Przonski, Rosenbaum, Schrader, Starr, Telfer, Berger, Walker, Whitsett, Winters, President Courtney.
He's here. The Senate recessed. A quorum is present. The Senate recessed under the order of third reading of Senate measures. And resume under that order and is so ordered. Recognize Senator Ted Ferrioli, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, undoubtedly it has not escaped your notice that in the gallery today there are 105...
Senator Ferrioli, are you requesting permission to return to courtesies?
Mr. President, I am requesting most humbly a return to the order of business of courtesies.
And never use the word humble. Without objection, we will go right to courtesies. Please feel free to tell us about the back gallery.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, in the back gallery, and I'm sure it has not escaped your notice, there are 105 ladies wearing red coats. This is the Oregon Federation of Republican Women. They're here in their state capital to visit with legislators today and to enjoy a beautiful day in the seat of government here in Salem, Senator, your district. So we'd like courtesies for the Senate, please, to be sincerely and genuinely conveyed to the Oregon Federation of Republican Women.
Thank you, Senator Farrier, to all the Republican ladies in the gallery, to all the Republican ladies everywhere. We'd like to extend our courtesies to the Oregon State Senate to you today and tomorrow and all days. We really appreciate you coming to your state capital. Hope you're having a great day. Hope you'll stay with us during our session this morning and come back and see us again. Thank you very much. It's a high honor that you're joining with us today. Thank you. We will now turn to the regular order of Senate business, which is the third reading of Senate measures. The clerk will please read the bill.
Senate Bill 773, related to legal expense trust funds and court emergency.
Recognize Senator Jenny Burdick.
Thank you, Mr. President. As part of the ethics reform package from the 2007 legislative session, public officials were prohibited from using campaign funds to pay legal expenses or civil penalties for some offenses. In turn, a public official could establish a legal expense trust fund with Oregon Government Ethics Commission to collect funds for the purpose of defraying anticipated or actual legal expenses. Currently, a public official is prohibited from acting as his or her own trustee and from soliciting funds for their legal trust fund. They must appoint a third-party trustee who is not a relative, personal attorney, or individual who has a business or employment relationship with the public official. Identifying a third party who has the ability, time, and resources to monitor fiduciary activities, solicit funds, and ensure all reporting requirements are met can be a cumbersome and expensive process. Senate Bill 773 removes the provisions prohibiting a public official from acting as the trustee of his or her own legal trust fund and from soliciting contributions to the fund. A public official would manage the fund in the same manner as his or her campaign fund, but would be separate and distinct from a campaign account, so contributors would know what they were contributing to. This came from your Senate Committee on Rules with a unanimous vote, and there was no opposition to this bill. I urge an aye vote.
Is there further discussion on this measure? Clerk, now advise. Question now advise. Clerk, read the final passage of House Bill 773. Those opinion bills pass the aisle. Opposed, no. Clerk, please call the vote.
Berger. Berger. Walker.
Aye.
Whitsett. Winters. Winters. Atkinson. Bates, Bonamici, Boquist, Burdick, Carter, Devlin, Dingfelder, Ferrioli, George, Gerard, Haas, Johnson, Cruz, Metzger, Montes Anderson, Monroe, Morissette, Morse, Nelson, Przonski, Rosenbaum, Schrader, Schrader, Starr, Telfer, President Courtney, excuse, Devlin, voting no, Gerard, yeah. Cruz, 27 ayes.
House Bill 773, having received constitutional majority, declared passed. First reading of House measures.
House Joint Resolution 7, proposed amendment to Oregon Constitution without eligibility received loan from Oregon War Veterans Fund. House Joint Resolution 54, encouraging State of Oregon to support establishment of a statewide network of hospitals capable of performing percutaneous coronary intervention to treat heart attacks. House Bill 5052, relating to State Financial Administration, Property Money, and Court Emergency. House Bill 262067, relating to elections. House Bill 3254, relating to special districts and prescribing effective date.
These are transmitted to the President's desk for referral. Second reading of House measures.
House Bill 2095, relating to elections and to Court Emergency. House Bill 2313, with definitions of legal entities. House Bill 2331, on driving on defense of toxicants. House Bill 2333, on authentication of financial records by affidavit and grand jury proceedings. House Bill 2510, relating to veterans' preference in public employment. House Bill 2535, relating to donated medical items and to Court Emergency. House Bill 2584, relating to antitrust regulation. House Bill 2641, relating to online sexual corruption of a child. House Bill 2687, relating to receipt of monies on behalf of minor. House Bill 2972, relating to sex offender registration and Court Emergency. House Bill 3111, relating to unlawful trade practices. House Bill 3184 on funeral expense insurance policies. House Bill 3255 on emergency response times.
It's passed the calendar. Third reading of the House measures. Clerk reads the bill.
House Joint Resolution 35 expressing support for findings of report issued by Federal Forest Lands Advisory Committee.
Recognized Senator Brian Boquist.
Thank you, Mr. President. HGR 35 comes from the Committee on Environment Resources. No revenue pact, no fiscal pact, came out unanimously, expresses support for the findings of the report of the Federal Advisory Committee, and expresses support for overseeing the implementation. Let's cut more federal timber and put Oregonians back to work. Thank you, Mr. President.
Further discussion? Senator Vice President, third reading, final passage of House Bill HJR 35. Those opinion bills pass, say aye. Those opposed, no. Clerk, please call the roll.
Walker. Whitsett. Winters. Atkinson. Bates. Bonamici. Boquist. Burdick. Carter. Devlin. Dingfelder. Ferrioli. George. Girard. Haas. Johnson. Cruz. Metzger. Montez Anderson. Monroe. Morissette. Morse. Nelson. Przonski. Rosenbaum. Schrader. Starr. Telfer. Verger. President Courtney. President Courtney. Excuse. Devlin, 29 ayes.
The HJR 35, having received constant majority, declared passed. Clerk reads bill.
House Joint Resolution 40, recognizing Dr. Jane Lubchenco for contributions to marine biology and understanding climate change and for service to Oregon.
Recognized Senator Jackie Dingfelder.
Thank you, Mr. President. HGR 40 recognizes an Oregonian who is well known nationally for her work in environmental science and marine ecology. That person is Dr. Jane Lubchenco. 1 month ago, Dr. Jane Lubchenco was a professor at Oregon State University. Today, she is the Undersecretary of Commerce and the Administrator of the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, otherwise known as NOAA. In committee, we learned that Dr. Lubchenco's 30-plus years as a member of the Oregon State University faculty have been among the most productive of any OSU professor. She is one of only five OSU faculty members ever named to the National Academy of Sciences, has been honored with awards ranging from a MacArthur Foundation Genius Grant to an honorary degree from Princeton. Thanks to her work, we know more than ever about the science of climate change, and she's done an outstanding job of encouraging scientists nationwide to share their work more publicly so that all of us can learn the latest findings of impacts on our oceans. Dr. Lubchenco has provided testimony to Congress, addressed the United Nations, and offered scientific advice to the White House. In her new role, she'll have an opportunity to extend Oregon values and our history of thoughtful, creative engagement to address complex issues in a very high-profile position of scientific leadership. We are certain that in doing so, she will continue to make us proud. Dr. Jane Lubchenco is the first woman to serve as head of NOAA, and she's Oregon's highest appointment thus far for a new presidential administration. I urge your aye support.
Thank you. Further discussion? Question number 13, House passed. HAR 40. Those opinion bills passed. Those opposed, no. Clerk, please call the roll.
Whitsett. Winters. Winters.
No winners.
Atkinson. Bates. Bonamici. Boquist. Burdick. Carter. Devlin. Dingfelder. Ferrioli. George. Girard. Haas. Johnson. Cruz. Metzger. Montez Anderson. Monroe. Morissette. Morse. Nelson. Przonski. Rosenbaum. Schrader, Starr, Telfer, Verger, Walker, President Courtney.
Yes.
Excuse, Devlin, voting no, Ferrioli, Girard, Cruz, Nelson, Whitsett, 24 ayes.
Okay. HJR 40, I have received a constitution. Did you want to, Senator Bonamici, for what purpose you your light on? Okay. HJR 40, having received the constitutional majority, declared passed. Our first, without objection, we're going to turn the order of courtesy. I'm going to first go to Senator Starr, then I'll come to you.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'd just like to recognize that we have some 60 fourth graders from Mentor Bridge Elementary School in Hillsborough with their teacher, Judy Raymer. And they, I think, in one of these side galleries, Mr. President, I'd like to extend courtesy to the Senate to them. Thank you, Mr. President.
If you're here, students. I'd like to extend courtesies to the Oregon State Senate to you. I don't see an indication they're here, but if they get here, please let us know, and I would like to extend courtesies to you. Hope you're having a good day in the state capitol, and hope to see you in the near future. I guess they're here somewhere. People are pointing all over the place, and I can't acknowledge that too much because they have rules in the Senate. But if you're up there, thank you very much for coming. We'd like to extend a courtesy to the Senate to you. Hope you're having a good day in your state capitol. Recognize Senator Suzanne Bonamici.
Thank you, Mr. President. Colleagues, I would ask the courtesies of the Senate be extended to an exchange student who is currently attending Westview High School in my district. His name is Alex Bianza. I hope I pronounced that correctly. And he is here. He's in the gallery here. He's here from Basque Country, Spain. He is 17 years old. He's a junior attending Westview High School, hoping to go to college in Spain to study architecture. He plays the drums, and he likes to cross-country ski. And I want to say welcome to the Oregon Legislature and ask that courtesies be extended to Alex Bianza from Basque Country, Spain. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you. I'd like to extend the courtesies to you and hope that you're having a good day in the Oregon State Capitol. Thanks for coming to our country. And I hope to that you'll enjoy the day. I'd like to extend a courtesy to the Senate to you. Westview, of course, they are the Wildcats. All right, we'll now return to regular order of Senate business, which is we're now reading the third reading of House measures. Clerk reads the bill.
House Joint Resolution 43, recognizing the importance of Oregon small business to Oregon economy.
Recognize Senator Martha Schrader.
Thank you, President Courtney. Colleagues, join me today in supporting House Joint Resolution 43, which recognizes the importance of small business to Oregon's economy. Small businesses account for 98% of the approximately 112,000 employer firms in Oregon. We all know that small business is the heartbeat and driving economic force for our great nation, and small business will be the driving economic recovery force during these difficult times. A few specific pro-business objectives are highlighted in this bill, and Oregon small businesses have a right to access to clear, stable, and predictable regulatory and record-keeping requirements, equal access to economic development tools, access to critical infrastructure services in the Oregon economy, including access to education and technical assistance in starting and operating a business, and access to an economic culture that encourages and sustains the growth of small business. Colleagues, join me in supporting H.J.R. 43.
Thank you, Senator. I recognize Senator Larry George.
Colleagues, probably nothing is more important to the state's economy than small businesses, and I cannot express my support stronger for this particular piece of legislation. However, I want to point out the environment upon which small business is dealing with today. The House leadership proposed a tax increase this week that they called on 31,000 rich Oregonians. When we did research in my office, that 31,000 rich Oregonians were actually small and family businesses who file their corporate and business taxes on their personal tax forms. 31,000 rich Oregonians, as they called them, were actually S corporations, LLCs, and partnerships that file their business taxes on their personal income tax form, different than large C corporations. And the proposal is to raise their income taxes by 22%. So 65% of those 31,000 rich Oregonians are actually small and family businesses in the state. Another 8,000 of those tax filers are sole proprietorship businesses, people who are not filing under corporate tax, but all of their small business and family business income flows onto their personal tax form. So as we pass this piece of legislation, let it not only be a statement in some resolution that we pass across the floor, but let's implement that in the type of laws that we pass. And when we talk about revenue increases, let's realize that most of Oregon's small and family businesses pay their taxes on their personal income tax form, and that when we use political rhetoric about taxing rich Oregonians, all of us know the truth, that that is a tax on small and family businesses in this state because of the way our tax structure is set up. Already in the state of Oregon, If you're a small or family business filing under S-Corporation, LLC, Partnership, and Sole Proprietorship, you already pay nearly 30% more taxes than C-Corporations in this state. Under the proposal from the House that came out this week, we could see taxes on small business be 50% higher than on big corporations. Now think about this. You could be making widgets, and you are a small business owner here in the state of Oregon, and a international corporation imports those widgets from China, and you both are selling widgets in Oregon. The fact is that you'd be paying 50% more to sell that widget on your income taxes. The fact is all of these policies that are coming through this building, we have to look at how that impacts small businesses in the state of Oregon. And I would say that HJR 43 is a vital part of a strong statement that we support small and family businesses in the state of Oregon. And then the rest of the policies that we pass out over the next 45 days through this chamber ought to follow the statement that we're making in HJR 43. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you. Recognize Senator Suzanne Bonamici.
Thank you, Mr. President. Colleagues, I rise in support of HJR 43. Want to just say I recognize, as the daughter of a small business owner, my mother owned a small business in three different states for more than 35 years, and I know the long hours and hard work that go into running and operating a small business. And I believe that this is an important statement to recognize the work of small business owners and their contribution to Oregon. So thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you. Recognize Senator Ted Ferrioli.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I too rise in support of HJR 43, but I am wondering how it comports with the plan to loot $90 million out of the fund for unemployment insurance, purportedly to buy some minimum wage jobs. I don't know how that sends a message of importance of support for small businesses when we are at least discussing the practice of removing those dollars that are paid into that fund by small businesses and are owned by small businesses, looting that fund of $90 million, spending it across a landscape of McJobs to try to do something to lower the unemployment rate. Inevitably, that looting of the small business premiums into the unemployment fund will have the effect of raising the premiums, Mr. President, so I don't see how that action comports with HJR 43. I'll support this statement because we need to make this statement more than empty words. We need to change policies in Oregon to make Oregon truly welcoming to small business. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you. Further discussion on this measure? Recognize Senator Doug Whitsitt.
Thank you, Mr. President. I, too, rise in support of HJR 43. However, I think that we need to understand what these small businesses need, and they need less regulation. They need to be turned loose and to be able to create jobs without being fettered by more and more laws. Mr. President, today we have yet four more laws that we will be passing today, and I have no doubt they'll pass through the chamber and be signed into law, that will further place fetters on what the small business community of our state can do. So I hope that we not only say what, you know, we not only believe what we say, but we do what we believe. Thank you.
Thank you. Senator Schrader, do you wish to close?
Just one comment, President Courtney. I have every reason to know that this body will be fair and just and supportive of our small business community as we move through this legislative session. Thank you.
Thank you. The question arises upon HJR 43. Those opinion bills passed, say aye. Those opposed, no. Clerk, please call the roll.
Winters. Atkinson, Bates, Bonamici, Boquist, Burdick, Carter, Devlin, Dingfelder, Ferrioli, George, Gerard, Haas, Johnson, Cruz, Metzger, Montes-Anderson, Monroe, Morissette, Morse, Nelson, Przonski, Rosenbaum, Schrader, Starr, Telfer, Berger, Walker, Whitsett, President Courtney.
Yes.
Excuse, Devlin, Walker, 28 ayes.
HJR 43, I have received a constitution. The majority is declared passed. Clerk reads bill.
House Bill 2011, written auditing of higher education courses.
Recognize Senator Mark Hass.
Thank you, Mr. President. Learning is a lifelong experience, and our formal education doesn't end after you finish high school or college. It helps us actively engage with our communities and keeps our minds sharp. So House Bill 2011 gives our seniors, many of whom are on fixed incomes, a greater opportunity to continue their education. You should know that the current policy in our higher education system already allows senior citizens 65 and older to attend courses for free, provided that the course is already being offered and empty seats are available. House Bill 2011 simply puts that current policy into statute. This program is intended for seniors who are neither seeking credit nor working toward a degree. However, if they choose to change that, they can enroll and pay the required fees for course credits. I think this bill sends a clear message to our seniors that we value your years of service in Oregon, and we look forward to many more.
Thank you. Further discussion? First number by 30 and final passage of House Bill 201111. Those opinion bills passed. Say aye. Those opposed, no. Clerk, please call the roll.
Atkinson. Bates. Bonamici. Boquist. Burdick. Carter. Devlin. Dingfelder. Ferrioli. George. Gerard. Hass. Johnson. Cruz. Metzger. Mons Anderson. Monroe. Morissette, Morse, Nelson, Brzezinski, Rosenbaum, Schrader, Starr, Telfer, Berger, Walker, Whitsett, Winters, President Courtney.
Yes.
Excused. Carter, Devlin, Walker. Voting no. Burdick, 26 ayes.
House Bill 2011, Amendment to the Constitutional Majority declared passed. Clerk reads bill.
House Bill 2108, Run the Career Schools.
Recognize Senator Jeff Cruz.
Thank you, Mr. President. Colleagues, House Bill 2108 deals with schools that offer, confer academic degrees. We're talking about cosmetology, a whole list of those sorts of schools. This is just some clarifying language to make sure that they're doing the job they should be doing, and to also allow for a person attending this school to be able to take a class that does not necessarily move them towards their degree without jeopardizing student loans. I urge an aye vote.
Thank you. For the discussion. Question number 30 to final passage, House Bill 2108. Those opinion bills passed. Say aye. Opposed, no. Clerk, please call the roll.
Bates. Bonamici, Boquist, Burdick, Carter, Devlin, Dingfelder, Ferrioli, George, Gerard, Hass, Johnson, Cruz, Metzger, Bonas Anderson, Monroe, Morissette, Morse, Nelson, Brzezinski, Rosenbaum, Schrader, Starr, Telfer, Berger, Walker, Whitsett, Winters, Atkinson, not answering, Carter. President Courtney.
Yes.
Excuse, Devlin, 29 ayes.
House Bill 2108, having the constitutional majority, is declared passed. Clerk reads bill.
House Bill 2153, civil penalties related to state use of state land.
Recognize Senator Floyd Brzezinski.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, House Bill 2153 came out of your Environment and Natural Resource Committee on a 4-1 vote. What this bill is going to do is going to allow the Department of State Lands to impose civil penalties for certain types of trespass type of cases involving state lands. It does declare an emergency. As they said, it's basically another tool in the toolbox. Thank you.
Thank you. Further discussion? Question number 30 in the final passage of the House Bill 2153. Those opinion bills passed. The other opposed, no. Clerk, please call.
Bonamici, Boquist, Burdick, Carter, Devlin, Dingfelder, Ferrioli, George, Gerard, Hass, Johnson, Cruz, Metzger, Munnis Anderson, Monroe, Monroe, Morissette, Morse, Nelson, Prozonsky, Rosenbaum, Schrader, Starr, Telfer, Berger, Walker, Whitsett, Winters, Atkinson, Bates. President Courtney. Not answering, Monroe. Excuse, Devlin, voting no, Atkinson, Boquist, Ferrioli, George, Girard, Johnson, Cruz, Nelson, Starr, Telfer, Berger, Whitsett, Winters. 16 ayes.
House Bill 2153. Passed. Clerk reads the bill.
House Bill 2155, Lynch Removal Fill Perineum Program.
Recognizing Jackie Dingfelder.
Thank you, Mr. President. House Bill 2155 accomplishes three main things. First, it clarifies the definition of converted wetland and recognizes exemptions for improved clarity, so helps streamline and avoid confusion over when exemptions apply. These revisions do not make substantive changes to existing exemptions in law and had been agreed by the Oregon Farm Bureau. Second, it revises annual billing requirements for multi-year permits. Oregon's removal fill law requires people who plan to fill, remove, or alter materials in waters of the state to obtain a permit. Because many projects take more than 1 year to complete, applicants have requested multi-year permits, so allowing the department to bill for the entire amount reduces unnecessary paperwork and improves customer service. Finally, this bill adds a new category which will allow landowners and watershed groups more flexibility and less regulatory burden in developing and implementing restoration projects. I urge your aye vote.
Further discussion? Senator Monis Anderson, Mr. Mayor. Question now arises upon the third reading and the final passage of House Bill 2155. Those have been your bills passed. Say aye. Those opposed, no. Clerk, please call the roll.
Boquist. Boquist. Burdick. Burdick. Carter. Devlin. Dingfelder. Ferrioli. George. Girard. Haas. Johnson. Cruz. Metzger, Munnis Anderson, Monroe, Morissette, Morse, Nelson, Prozonsky, Rosenbaum, Schrader, Starr, Telfer, Berger, Walker, Whitsett, Winters, Atkinson, Bates, Bonamici, President Courtney.
Yes.
Excuse, Devlin, voting no, Atkinson, Ferrioli, George, Girard, Johnson, Cruz, Nelson, Starr, Telfer, Verger, Whitsett, Winters. 17 ayes.
House Bill 2155, have received constitutional majority, declared passed. Clerk, read the bill.
House Bill 2156, with mitigation for water resources.
Recognize Senator Floyd Prezansky.
Thank you, Mr. President. House Bill 2156A also came out of the Environment and Natural Resources Committee on a 4-1 vote. Basically, what it does, it broadens the definition of compensatory mitigation. It also changes the name of the fund to the Oregon Removal Fund Mitigation Fund, and it also requires certain rules to be adopted. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you. Recognize Senator Jason Atkinson.
Mr. President, the reason I voted no in committee and vote no, prepare to vote no here in just a moment and urge all of you to vote no, is that I do not trust this agency. This agency has grown to be nothing but difficult to work with over the years. Absolutely one of the worst experiences, some of the worst experiences I've had in public service have been dealing with this agency. And if this agency is all of a sudden deciding to come up with a mitigation plan that has been tried and tried and tried and tried for so many years in Southern Oregon, only to have them block it, for them to suddenly get religion and tell me everything's going to be okay, there is not a base level of trust, and I would urge a no vote.
Further discussion? Senator Bozanski, do you wish to close?
No, thank you.
The question now arises upon a third reading, the final passage of House Bill 2156. Those in opinion of the bill is passed, say aye. Those opposed, no. Clerk, please call the roll.
Burdick.
Aye.
Carter. Devlin. Dingfelder.
Aye.
Ferrioli.
Yeah.
George.
Yeah.
Gerard. Haas. Johnson. Cruz. Metzger. Monzinerson. Monroe. Monroe. Morissette, Morse, Nelson, Przonski, Rosenbaum, Schrader, Starr, Telfer, Berger, Walker, Whitsett, Winters, Atkinson, Bates, Bonamici, Boquist, President Courtney.
He's a yes.
Excuse, Devlin, voting no, Atkinson, Ferrioli, George, Gerard, Cruz, Morse, Nelson, Starr, Whitsett, Winters, 19 ayes.
The House Bill 2156 has received a constitutional majority declared passed. Clerk reads bill.
House Bill 2219 with landlord preference tags.
Recognize Senator Jason Atkinson.
Mr. President, this is House Bill 2219A, and this extends a very popular program, which is it sends a sunset on the landowner preference tags program. Originally, this bill, this concept was passed in 1981, and the original intent of the program was to allow landowners who were unsuccessful in controlled drawing for deer and elk tags to obtain tags to hunt on their own property. It has proven to be a very good program. I would urge an aye vote.
Thank you. Further discussion? First, I rise upon a third reading, final passage, House Bill 2219. Those opinion bills passed, say aye. Those opposed, no. Clerk, please call the roll.
Carter. Devlin. Dingfelder. Dingfelder.
Aye.
Ferrioli.
Aye.
George.
Aye.
Gerard. Haas. Johnson.
Aye.
Cruz.
Aye.
Metzger.
Aye.
Monzinerson. Monroe.
Aye.
Morissette.
Aye.
Morse.
Aye.
Nelson. Przonski, Rosenbaum, Schrader, Starr, Telfer, Berger, Walker, Whitsett, Winters, Atkinson, Bates, Bonamici, Boquist, Burdick, President Courtney.
Yes.
Excuse, Bates, Carter, Devlin, 27 ayes.
House Bill 2219, Amnesty to Constitutional Majority, declared passed. Clerk reads next bill.
House Bill 2262, Linda reinstatement of charges after plea.
Recognize Senator Brian Boquist.
Thank you, Mr. President. 2262A comes from Judiciary, no revenue, minimal fiscal, and requires any plea petition involving a dismissal of criminal charges to include provisions detailing how the court is to address the dismissed counts. Good bill should pass. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you. Is there further discussion on this measure? Question now arises upon third reading and final passage. House Bill 2262. Those opinion bills pass. Say aye. I suppose no. Clerk, please call the roll.
Devlin. Dingfelder.
Aye.
Ferrioli. George. Gerard. Haas. Johnson. Cruz. Metzger. Monzinerson. Monroe. Morissette. Morse. Nelson. Przonski. Przonski. Rosenbaum. Schrader, Starr, Telfer, Berger, Walker, Whitsett, Winters, Winters, Atkinson.
So Winters, please.
Yeah. Bates, Bonamici, Boquist, Burdick, Carter, President Courtney. Excuse, Bates, Carter, Devlin, 27 ayes.
House Bill 2262 has received a constitutional majority declared passed. The clerk will read the bill, please.
House Bill 2272, Lane Medical Support.
Recognized Senator Jackie Dingfelder.
Thank you, Mr. President. House Bill 2272 provides technical fixes to Oregon law that requires child support orders to include support for health care. This important bill will bring Oregon into compliance with federal law and help ensure that the health care needs of children are properly provided for in child support orders. The bill also clarifies the newly issued child support agreements do not supersede older agreements unless the new agreement explicitly repeals the old agreement. This bill has minimal fiscal impact, no revenue impact, and it passed from your Senate Judiciary Committee unanimously. I ask for your aye vote.
Thank you. Further discussion? Question on the third reading and final passage of House Bill 2272. Those opinion bills pass. The ayes opposed, no. Clerk, please call the roll.
Dingfelder. Ferrioli. George. Gerard. Hass. Johnson. Cruz. Metzger. Juan Anderson. Monroe. Morissette. Morse. Nelson. Brzozinski. Rosenbaum. Schrader. Starr. Telfer. Berger. Walker. Whitsett. Winters. Atkinson. Bates. Bonamici. Boquist. Burdick. Carter. Devlin. President Courtney.
Yes.
Excuse. Bates, Carter, Devlin. 27 ayes.
House Bill 2272. Have received constitutional majority. Declared passed. Clerk reads bill.
House Bill 2276 from the Child Support Enforcement Services.
Recognize Senator Brian Boquist.
Mr. President, 2276 comes to your committee on judiciary. No revenue, no fiscal. It came out unanimously of the members present. One of our members was not present, didn't vote on it because he was hobnobbing with the Supreme Court, I believe. Anyway, requires Child Support Division to have an assignment of rights before providing support enforcement services and bring us into conformance with a federal audit. Good bill should pass. Thank you, Mr. President. Sorry for coughing.
Thank you. Further discussion? Question on the rise upon third reading, final passage, House Bill 2276. Those opinion bills pass. Those opposed, no. Clerk, please call the roll.
Ferrioli.
Senator
Ferrioli, how do you vote?
George. Gerard. Hass. Johnson. Cruz. Metzger. Juan Anderson. Monroe. Morissette. Morse. Nelson. Brzozinski. Rosenbaum. Schrader. Starr. Telfer. Berger. Walker. Whitsett. Winters. Atkinson. Bates. Bonamici. Boquist. Burdick. Carter. Devlin. Dingfelder. President Courtney.
Yes.
Excused. Bates, Carter, Devlin. 27 ayes.
House Bill 2276. I receive constitutional majority. Declared passed. For the virgin, for what purpose do you rise?
Mr. President, may we go back to courtesies, please?
Without objection, please feel free to do so.
Thank you very much. I'm afraid that my elementary children have left, but I still want to welcome them to the Capitol today. Ocean Lake Elementary from Lincoln City is here, fourth graders. So would you please extend to them the courtesies of the Senate?
Ocean Lake Elementary School from Lincoln City, wherever you are, the Senate welcomes you to the state capitol and likes to extend the courtesies of the Senate to you. I'm getting hands waving in the back. That's where they are. They're in the back gallery. So we're pleased you're here. We hope you have a great day in the state capitol. And come back and see us again. This is your capitol. Thank you. We'll now return to the regular order of the Senate. And the regular order of business is the third reading of House Measures. Clerk reads the bill.
House Bill 2277, Legislative Support Board and Physical Custody Changes.
Recognize Senator Doug Whitsett.
Thank you, Mr. President. House Bill 2277 was filed at the request of the Department of Justice. The bill passed the House 59-0. It has a minimal fiscal impact and no revenue impact. The bill passed Senate Judiciary Committee 4-0. Had I been president, it would have been 5-0. It was a due pass recommendation. House Bill 2277 allows an order for child support to provide for a change to the award when there is a change in the physical custody of the child. These charges are allowed when the parent who is paying the child support has physical custody of the child with the written consent of the other parent or by the court. It prevents the parent who is obligated to pay child support from having to pay the support while the child is in his or her physical custody. The provision does not apply during usual parenting or visitation time, but only when the child is staying with the parent for a prolonged period with the consent of the other parent. This is a good bill. It's about fairness. I urge an aye vote.
Thank you. Further discussion? Question on the rise upon the third reading and final passage. House Bill 2277. Those opinion bills pass. The ayes opposed. Clerk, please call the roll.
George. Gerard. Hass, Johnson, Cruz, Metzger, Juanes Anderson, Monroe, Morissette, Morse, Nelson, Przonski, Rosenbaum, Schrader, Starr, Telfer, Berger, Walker, Whitsett, Winters,
Winters,
Atkinson, Bates, Bonamici, Boquist, Burdick, Carter, Devlin, Dingfelder, Ferrioli, President Courtney.
Yes.
Excused. Bates, Carter, Devlin, 27 ayes.
House Bill 2277, Constable Majority declared passed. Clerk reads the bill.
House Bill 2318, million traffic offenses.
Recognize Senator Floyd Przonski.
Thank you, Mr. President. House Bill 2277 comes to you from your Judiciary Committee on a 4-0 vote. What this bill is going... House Bill 2318. What this bill does, it's out of the Judiciary on a 4-0 vote. It allows a person who's been arrested for a traffic offense to have that arrest expunged. Specifically, we had issues that, if members remember, individuals who had been arrested specifically for DUI, driving under the influence of intoxicants, where they basically were not charged and they were not convicted, but it still stayed on their record that they had been arrested. Based on a situation that occurred in Corvallis in Benton County, this came very apparent that they had a misuse by an officer who's no longer with them. And this is an attempt to make certain that those individuals who are, in fact, let's say, arrested but are not taken through the process for being charged and or convicted have a means of clearing their record from that arrest. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you for the discussion. Question number 13 and final pass. House Bill 2318. Those opinion bills passed. Say aye. Those opposed, no. Clerk, please call the roll.
Girard. Hass, Johnson, Cruz, Metzger, Juanes Anderson, Monroe, Morissette, Morse, Nelson, Przonski, Rosenbaum, Schrader, Starr, Telfer, Berger, Walker, Whitsett, Winters, Atkinson, Bates, Bonamici, Boquist, Burdick, Carter, Devlin, Dingfelder, Ferrioli, George, President Courtney.
Yes.
Excuse, Bates, Carter, Devlin, 27 ayes.
House Bill 2318, Administrative Custom George, third pass. Clerk reads bill.
House Bill 2394, Limited Service Legal Documents.
Recognize Senator Brian Boquist.
Thank you, Mr. President. HB 2394 comes to Committee on Judiciary. No revenue, no fiscal. Came out 4-0, allows service of a subpoena on a witness under the age of 14 by delivering a copy to the witness or witness's parent or guardian. Good bill should pass. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you. Discussion. Question arises by the third reading. Final pass. House Bill 2394. Those opinion bills pass. Say aye. Opposed, no. Clerk, please call the roll.
Hass. Johnson. Cruz. Metzger. Juanes Anderson. Monroe. Morissette. Morse. Nelson. Przonski. Rosenbaum, Schrader, Starr, Telfer, Berger, Walker, Whitsett, Winters, Atkinson, Bates, Bonamici, Boquist, Burdick, Carter, Devlin, Dingfelder, Ferrioli, George, Girard, President Courtney.
Yes.
Excuse, Bates, Carter, Devon, 27 ayes.
House Bill 2394, I'm Chief Constable George, clear to pass. Clerk reads bill.
House Bill 2621, with ballots in court emergency.
Recognize Senator Ted Ferrioli.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, House Bill 2621 aligns the date for state to make ballot modifications with a federal date for mailing bailouts to ballots to overseas bailouts. Mr. President, I must be concerned with bailouts. Let me begin again, Mr. President. Let me refer to this bill and not the bailouts. House Bill 2621 aligns the date for the state to make ballot modifications with the federal date for mailing the ballots to overseas electors and military personnel. Federal law requires ballots to be mailed to military personnel and overseas electors 45 days before an election, and state law requires that the ballots be modified if a vacancy occurs before the 30th prior to an election, leaving a 15-day window between the time when some electors receive their ballot and final changes to the ballot can still occur. Mr. President, currently, if a vacancy occurs during the 15-day time period, all unmailed ballots have to be modified, most commonly by manually drawing a line through the name of the candidate. While corrected ballots have to be reprinted, striking out the name of the candidate and then resent to all the military personnel and overseas electors, resulting in time and financial costs for county clerks they can ill afford. This change is precipitated by unfortunate circumstances. In Coos County, when a circuit court judge was killed in a motorcycle accident during this 15-day window between ballots, his name had to be stricken from the unmailed ballots, with new ballots being printed to be sent out overseas. House Bill 2621 simply sets the 47th day before an election as the last day for the state to modify ballots, 2 days before the ballots are required to be mailed overseas, thus closing the 15-day window that necessitates the ballots to be reprinted. Mr. President, this is a housekeeping bill requested by our elections officials. We urge an aye vote.
Thank you. Further discussion? Personal rights, my 30 and final pass of House Bill 2621. Those opinion bills passed. House, say aye. Those opposed, no. Clerk, please call the roll.
Johnson.
Aye.
Cruz.
Aye.
Metzger.
Aye.
Munoz-Anderson. Monroe.
Aye.
Morissette.
Aye.
Morse.
Aye.
Nelson. Brzozinski, Rosenbaum, Schrader, Starr, Telfer, Berger, Walker, Whitsett, Winters, Atkinson, Bates, Bonamici, Boquist,
Boquist, move on.
Burdick, Carter, Devlin, Dingfelder, Ferrioli, George, Gerard, Hass. President Courtney.
Yes.
Not answering. Boquist.
Absent. Oh. I don't know where he is.
Excused. Bates. Devlin. Absent. Boquist. 27 ayes.
House Bill 2621. Absent constitutional majority is declared passed. Clerk, read the bill.
House Bill 2738. Running vehicles taken to custody by public bodies.
Recognize Senator Jackie Dingfelder. We're waiting for the...
Hey, Mr. President, I am very excited to bring you House Bill 2738. This streamlines the process for selling towed vehicles. I know you've been waiting a long time for this bill. Currently, standard practices has the police agency that tows a vehicle sell that same vehicle. Similarly, the towing companies that are often private, well, they're private companies, they will often sell the cars that they tow. So current law provides for a more complicated and cumbersome process for determining which government entity sells these cars. So, colleagues, once again, I bring you a streamlining bill that will simplify the process and brings our statutes into line with current practice. This bill passed the House and Senate Judiciary Committees unanimously, and I ask for your aye vote.
Thank you. Further discussion? Question on rise. Third reading and final passage of the House Bill 2738. Those opinion bills passed. Say aye. Those opposed, no. Clerk, please call the roll.
Cruz. Cruz. Metzger. Juanes Anderson. Monroe. Morissette. Morse. Nelson. Brzozinski. Rosenbaum. Schrader. Starr. Starr.
Starr. Starr. Okay.
Telfer. Telfer, Berger, Walker, Whitsett, Winters, Atkinson, Bates, Bonamici, Boquist, Boquist, Burdick, Carter, Devlin, Dingfelder, Ferrioli, George, Gerard, Hass. Johnson.
Aye.
President Courtney.
Yes.
Excused. Bates. Devlin. 20 ayes.
House Bill 2738. Mr. Scott, the majority is declared passed. Clerk, read the final bill today.
House Bill 2755 will include insurance.
Recognize Senator Laurie Montes Anderson.
Thank you, Mr. President. House Bill 2755 will require the Department of Consumer and Business Services to conduct a study of options available for using reinsurance in the individual and small employer group health insurance markets, and to consider whether a single state reinsurance plan is feasible, whether the individual and small employer group markets would benefit from reinsurance alternatives, and whether reinsurance alternatives adopted in other states could be implemented in Oregon. This study is going to complement what the Oregon health authorities work over the next few years, if we do get one, well, as it studies significant changes to insurance markets. It has a number of several potential benefits, but the main reason we do have the Oregon Medical Insurance Pool, this is the state's high-risk health insurance pool, which provides insurance to those people who are unable to obtain insurance in the individual commercial market, primarily as a result of medical underwriting. The Oregon Medical Insurance Pool assessment spreads the cost in excess of premiums of insuring these high-risk individuals to the entire commercial market. So if an individual mandate with guaranteed issue was implemented, those covered by this Oregon Medical Insurance Pool would likely seek coverage in the commercial market, and this is will cause a significant financial impact on the smaller pool into which they move. And for this reason, a reinsurance or risk-spreading mechanism will likely be necessary. So House Bill 2755 is an important step in determining what type of mechanism will best meet the needs of the changing market. Thank you, Mr. President. I urge an aye vote.
Thank you. Recognize Senator Jeff Cruz.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I voted against this bill in committee and will vote against it on the floor. It seems that this session, our drive towards health care reform is basically to create more reporting, to create more government, and somehow that is going to be the overall solution. This is another one of those examples. Trust me, if your issue is the increasing cost of insurance premiums, reinsurance is not the problem and not the place to look. So why are we studying it? We're studying it quite simply, as we're doing a whole lot of other things in this legislative assembly, to drive us to a government health care system. Colleagues, it's absolutely the wrong approach. And I keep hearing over and over again about health care reform. But so far, all I see in health care reform, we're going to create a new state agency. We're going to have all this regulation. We're going to have all this reporting. It's all inside government. The real key to health care reform starts at the community, not here in Salem.
Thank you for the discussion. Senator Montes Anderson, you wish to close?
No, but I think I might need a call of the House because I don't see a couple of members here. Call of the Senate, I mean.
Senator Montes Anderson has demanded a call of the Senate. She is joined by Senator Rosenbaum and Senator Dingfeller. The doorkeepers will bar the doors. The Sergeant of Arms will attend, and the clerk will please call the roll.
Atkinson. Bates. Bates. Bonamici. Boquist. Burdick. Burdick. Carter. Devlin. Dingfeather. Ferrioli. George. Gerard. Haas. Johnson. Cruz. Metzger. Montes Anderson. Monroe. Morissette. Morse. Nelson. Przonski,
yes.
Rosenbaum, Schrader, Starr, Telfer, Berger, Walker, Whitsett, Winters, President Courtney.
No objection. Senator Montes Anderson requests to release the call. Seeing no objection, question now arises upon the third reading, the final passage. of House Bill 2755. Those the opinion bills passed, say aye. Those opposed, no. Clerk, please call the roll.
Metzger. Juanes Anderson. Monroe. Morissette. Morse. Morse. Nelson. Przonski. Rosenbaum. Schrader. Starr. Telfer. Verger. Walker. Walker. Whitsett. Winters. Atkinson. Bates. Bonamici. Boquist. Burdick. Carter. Devlin. Dingfelder. Ferrioli. George. Gerard. Hass.
Senator Hass.
Johnson. Cruz. President Courtney.
Yes.
Excuse. Devlin. Voting no. Atkinson. Boquist. Ferrioli. George. Gerard. Cruz. Morse. Nelson. Starr. Whitsett. Winters. 18 ayes.
The House Bill 2755 have received constitutional majority. It's declared passed. Without objection, the remaining House measures will be carried over till tomorrow's calendar. And it is so ordered. Other orders, this other business of the Senate, according to the SR 8.403 committee referral list number 120, was distributed to members on May 20th. The referrals were recorded in the journal and the state's report. And it is so ordered. We're now under announcements. Senator Lori Montes Anderson, please.
Oh, yes. All right, Senate Democrats, please get your lunches and get into room 350. We want to start at 12 o'clock. Thank you.
Thank you. Recognize Senator Ted Ferrioli, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, Senate Republicans are asked to go immediately to the caucus room where we have a very important meeting scheduled. Thank you, Mr. President.
As everybody's walking off the floor, we do have a floor session tomorrow and Friday. We are coming back tomorrow, Friday, for a floor session beginning at 10:15. Recognizing Senator Brian Boquist, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. Is it too late to request the rule suspension to vote on 2621?
Senator Brian Boquist has requested a unanimous consent to be allowed to vote on. Name it, please, again.
2621 will not change the outcome.
House Bill 2621, it will not change the outcome. Are there any objections? Seeing no objections, how do you vote, Senator?
Yes, thank you, Mr. President.
Senator Boquist has voted yes on House Bill 2621. The record shall reflect. Are there any other announcements out there? Recognize Senator Brian Boquist.
Thank you, Mr. President. Colleagues, remember today is the troop packing box party between 1 and 5 out in the Center Galleria, and we're still looking for $11.95 donations for postage. Thank you.
Thank you. Further announcements? If there are no further announcements, without objection, this Senate is adjourned until tomorrow, which is Friday morning at 10:15, which is also May 22nd. Senate is now adjourned.